Again, you can check out myspace.com/thedustbowlcavaliers. And you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Let's do it.
I'm going to do my best to remember these words.
Oh, rock it out, dude.
Yeah. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another you've been messing around. Let's say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. I know the neighborhood. Talk is cheap if the story's good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. I'm telling you, babe. I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. Take it on the run, baby. That's the way you want it, baby. And I don't want you around. I don't believe it. Not for a minute. You're under the gun, but you're taking on the run. You're thinking of your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. Say you're coming home, but you don't say when. I can see you coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. You need never look back again. Take it on the run, baby. That's the way you want it, baby. And I don't want you around. I don't believe it. Not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you're taking on the run. Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another you've been messing around.
Where do you guys want to take the Dust Bowl Cavaliers? How far?
To the stone!
Well, maybe better question is, what kind of reaction do you get from your audience? What kind of response do you get? What kind of response do you want to get?
I think that we're on a really great track right now. We're building our fan base, and people keep coming out to see shows. And it seems like every time we play, somebody that just happens to be at the venue is coming up like, "Man, I love you guys. I'm gonna come see you again." And we've moved beyond just our friends now. Kind of an essential moment for any band. And
I wanted to mention one thing. I kind of like the last few. We actually played at a cancer relay charity benefit. Last week, and I noticed I always notice when some kids come up and are really getting into the music, I feel like we're making new fans, although maybe they've heard it before, but these are Los Angeles kids who probably haven't heard bluegrass before, and they're moving to it and really digging it, so I like that.
Is it a challenge to get people to accept bluegrass, to accept that they're not listening to the regular modern thing?
I think
they like that it's different.
I think the thing about this band that people really like is that we all just like what we're doing. I mean, I don't know that we really set out to take over the world or anything like that with this band, but we did set out to have fun and play music that we really love, and people just have... The response has been, mildly overwhelming. I think it's just, we keep getting... I was in San Francisco a couple weeks ago and just sort of turned some people onto it, and now, up in Washington, people are going, "Oh, your band is great." I'm getting messages from people that are like, "Hey, we all love your band." And I was like, okay, great.
In the works, traveling around and widening your audience away from L.A.?
Yeah, I think I don't.
Yeah, I think we released our CD about two or three months ago, and that really took us to the next level in terms of now we've got you know, now we've got like something. We got something to help promote ourselves now that, especially now that it's on iTunes and CD Baby and our MySpace page. Everything's working together, and through the MySpace page, I feel like I can't wait to see what's next. And I don't know if we even have a real plan about what's next, but onward and upward in terms of letting the music be heard by more people.
Tell me about the different experience recording an EP and performing live. I imagine that it's quite a different vibe when you don't have the audience, you know.
Well, yeah, it's what's really cool is that Matt over there on the stand-up bass has a recording studio behind his house.
It's very convenient.
Called the Matt Cave. Yeah, and it's the coolest. It's the coolest thing because we were able to lay down the album kind of on our own time and in our own home base. I mean, that's where we rehearse. So it felt like we were recording rehearsals. And so hopefully that's captured on the album in terms of having it like a live sound and a bunch of guys in a room playing music. I think that's what people have dug about the CD, which is funny because it's not like we went into some fancy studio and went for that lo-fi sound. Like we did try
really hard to sound like you're not in a studio.
I mean, we did our best to sound the best in our home space with all of our own equipment. And I think I'm really proud that we have that opportunity, that space to sort of make the album like our rehearsals and like our shows.
And now we know how we record, so next time we'll be a little bit even more prepared, and it'll be a little bit, you know, quicker and easy, you know, easy to do.
Do you guys think of yourselves as professional musicians and professional band, or is it more like you guys are friends and you all play instruments?
Well, I think when we booked the killradio.org show, we knew that we had made it. So,
do you guys hang out? Do you rehearse a lot? Do you spend a lot of time together outside of performing?
Yeah, I mean, we're all friends, and we see each other pretty regularly, and we rehearse pretty regularly and play a lot of shows together, and I don't know.
It's pretty amazing considering we're six of the busiest guys I know.
Yeah, we all have a lot of projects going on. We play, you know, play in different bands, and we are all actors and stuff like that. So it can be kind of challenging, but I think it's sort of a testament to how we all feel about the group is that we make sure we take the time to make it happen and make it work. And
Well, that makes a huge difference, definitely. Yeah. And you can probably hear it too in the quality of the music, you know.
Thanks.
You can tell the difference between a band that is just giving having a go with it and a band that's really making it a priority.
Yeah, so I want to keep playing this band as long as we can keep making it happen. You know, I don't ever want to not be playing this kind of music. So
why don't we listen to another track from the CD?
Great.
And I think it was track 5. It's called The Other Side of the Hill. And
it's about Van Nuys.
It's a good one.
Is it?
No, it's not.
I'm like, is it? Great. And this is Volume 1, Sweet Tomorrow. It's the EP by the Dust Bowl Cavaliers. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it at cdbaby.com. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Sorrow, a place there ain't no pain. And in that sweet tomorrow, there ain't no sign of rain. Ain't no hard times, ain't no hills on the other side of the hill. There's a lot of people praying, please God, a little more. And there's a lot of people saying, I'd be rich if I wasn't so poor. There's a place you got to pay no bills on the other side of the hill. Look over yonder and you'll see something gonna make you leave. Sun is rising. the other side of the hill.
Now, the song that we just heard is, you know, it's a little bit, it's a different pace from what we've been listening to mostly this morning. Do you feel that you have to sort of prime your audience for a slow song and make sure that, so that they'll stick around?
Well, yeah, I mean, it can be a challenge, like, especially since a lot of what we do is so, like, you know, upbeat and kind of sort of danceable yeehaw music, you know, but, you know, you have to definitely call your shots. You have to make sure that you've got their full attention if you want to do a real slow kind of, you know.
You don't want to open with that one.
Yeah, you don't want to open with that one. You might clear the room. But, you know, there have been times where we've started to play that particular tune or another real slow one, and, you know, there's a bunch of people talking in the back, and it's kind of disheartening on stage. But, yeah. You know, sometimes we play it, and everybody is real, you know, respectful and listens.
I think something fun that we've been doing lately is we've got like 40 or 60 songs, I think, probably at least at this point. And it was, you know, the first couple shows, we were playing every song we knew in when we do a gig. And now, you know, a year and a half later, it's great to have a song like Other Side of the Hill. If the moment's right, we can be like, boom, let's go for this one now. And so we it's like making our own little mix, our own little thing while we're going on, because it's fun to be able to react to the crowd, and if they want another fast one, give them one of those and sort of
absolutely
feel that pulse.
Tell me about the Dust Bowl Cavaliers. What is the significance of the name? Oh, God, I sound a bit like James Lipton there, didn't I? Sorry about that. So what's the name mean?
Well, you know, so much of the music, you know, a lot of the music that we do sort of came out of that Depression era and the Dust Bowl, you know, from, you know, the traveling from Oklahoma and the Midwest and that period. Played a big part in the formation of kind of that sound, you know, like it added to sort of the overall atmosphere, I think, of where a lot of these kinds of tunes come from. You know, obviously stuff from the Appalachian Mountains and whatnot, but we also do a lot of sort of the folksier kind of Woody Guthrie type stuff as well, like sort of Grapes of Wrath stuff. And I don't know, I just had the image of these guys trying to be gentlemen and hold on to, you know, what's important to them in a really tough time. And, you know, cavaliers are knights, and trying to maintain your
you know, your sense of honor and, you know, what's important to you in a time that's really difficult. And it just sounds kind of cool.
Both.
Yeah. Great. We're gonna do something a little bit different. We're gonna play two live songs in a row, so that we can get maximum amount of live music out of you guys cool. before we run out of time. So tell me a little bit about what you're about to play, so we don't have to talk about it in between.
This is a traditional cover.
Yeah.
About murder.
Yes. Okay, and then we'll talk about the second song after you guys finish. Then. Cool. All right, my guest are the Dust Bowl Cavaliers, and you're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
One. Two, three. I asked my love to take a walk and just a little way with me. And as we walked, then we would talk all about our wedding day. And darling, say you'll be mine in our home. We'll happy be down beside where the waters flow on the banks of the Ohio. Her by her lily white hand and dragged her down the banks of sand. I plunged her in where she would drown, and I watched her as she floated down. Darling, say you'll be mine in our home. We'll happy be down beside where the waters flow on the banks of the Ohio. John, take it. Turning home between 12 and 1, we're thinking, oh, what a deed I'd done. I killed the one I love to see, because she would not marry me. Happy be down beside where the waters flow on the banks of the Ohio, of the Ohio, of the Ohio.
Something like that.
You got one more?
Yeah. Do it.
Wait, I just want to ask real quick, yeah.
Yeah, that was on the banks of the Ohio in the key of C.
Wrong key.
I believe we usually play it in the key of G.
Oh my God, that's right.
And I didn't even, none of us knew until the refrain when we're supposed to come in with the harmony.
I'm only really realizing that right now.
You all committed to it. I mean, there's no way for me to know.
And it's a simple enough song that we could do it in any key, but it was when the harmonies came in that I was like, whoa.
It's even kind of soft.
My fault.
That was really funny. That was really funny.
Well, it's good to know you guys are quick on your feet then.
Yeah.
Behind a spontaneity. Way to go, Cavaliers.
We'll play in any key. We don't care.
I was playing an F flat.
This one we'll do in the key of G as we wrote it. This is another original called Lay You Down. That was hilarious. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, I'm a fan of humble means, and I've been working for my pay, pushing plow out in the field, can to cane, day to day. And you've been looking my direction as I'm coming into town, from the window of your daddy's general store. Come on down, come on down. I'm gonna lay you down by the riverside. I'll pretend I'm the groom, you'll pretend you're the bride. Well, it don't mean a thing, well, it means everything to me. I'm gonna lay with you in the grass so high, and your hand is in mine, and our knees touch the sky. I'll be says that I'm no good for you. We can make our getaway. This love is true. This love is true. And as the sun is going down, and our lives are nearly through, I'll still be laying in your arms. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. I'm gonna lay you down by the riverside. I'll pretend I'm the groom, you'll pretend you're the bride. Well, it don't mean nothing, well, it means everything to me. I'm gonna lay with you so high, and your hand is in mine, and our knees touch the sky. I've been waiting so long just to get you alone, my dear. I'm gonna lay you down by the riverside. I'll pretend I'm the groom, you'll pretend you're the bride. But it don't mean a thing, well, it means everything to me.
Holy hell in a handbasket. What a closer.
Thanks.
That was fantastic.
In the right key.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. That's how it's done.
Yes, and in the right key, I might add. So remind our audience once again where they can go see you live.
Tonight is August 17th, Thursday, August 17th, 2006. That's important. That's critical. We're going to be at Molly Malone's pub between 5th and 6th on Fairfax in Hollywood, and we're part of the Wizard Finger Variety show. So we're playing some songs during the show, and then stick around, because afterwards we're playing out the night until they kick us out of the bar. So.
And then next Thursday at the Stone on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes.
And then the following Thursday at El Cid.
That's right.
And then a wedding sometime in September.
In Calabasas.
Yeah.
So you guys are pretty well busy then, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for having us.
And for those of you who are listening live, if you want to listen to it again or if you want to share it with someone, it will be available for download later today. Just drop by myspace.com/thisisgood. You can download this show and all the other shows from over the past year. My guests have been the Dust Bowl Cavaliers, and this has been Is Good on killradio.org.
Hot tamale. Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from another, you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you. It's bringing